Okay, Priya, another kind of pitfall I'm into these things nowadays, but we can describe it in a nice way. That when we try to be like big senior authority, Vaishnava, and then you gather a group of followers around you who see you that way, and then if you are challenged, for instance, on some philosophical point or whatever, the tendency can be there. You sit there and you're being challenged, and then you have all your followers around you looking, you know, what's going on, looking at you and the challenger. And well, then can become a bit of a precarious situation, because you might feel the need, well, first of all, the need would be to find out and have a nice discussion and debate if so needed, to actually come to some conclusion, what is the truth here, or reality, which point of view or so is the correct one. But it can also turn into another kind of thing where you need to defend your authority position, your good name and reputation, especially among your followers, because if you are now the guru for them or whatever you are, and here comes another one, especially if they are not on that high level of respectable whatever, then you might just be tempted to cut that person down or use some of those little, in the old days, it could be just pure aggression, or you know, you're foolish and talk, or something like that, or debate that just tends to turn into, a battle, because you are not here now mainly to find the truth, but to defend yourself, and maybe then by attacking the other one. And then the disciples or the followers, they will join in, and there can become a war, you know. So, because the other one may have their followers. So I think maybe that's what has, to some extent, caused here and there stagnant, gridlocked positions among Vaishnavas. And I think the reason I'm saying this is that I think it's important to see and to see how to avoid that. And again, if we would just be ourselves and dare to be not the super duper authorities who have it all right, but just here am I, and I've understood it like this, and you have understood it like that, fine, let's discuss, you know, and we can maybe come to a higher understanding. And I mean, that's just what humility means, isn't it? It's not that if you find yourself on a high seat, that humility is for the others.